This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to continue good governance and anti-corruption campaign in resolved manner. Nepal Oil Corporation NOC increases price of petroleum products. Price of LPG gas cylinder up by 235 rupees per cylinder. Nepal police sends team of police officials to Hong Kong and India to garner further information on gold smuggling scam. And building fire in South African city of Johannesburg kills at least 73 people. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to continue the good governance and anti-corruption campaign started by the government in a more resolved manner. Addressing a gathering organized by the Socialist Front Nepal in Birendranagar or Surkhet yesterday, Prime Minister Dahal said that he would dedicate his entire life for good governance, development and prosperity of the country while taking up the journey of nation building with new resolutions. The Prime Minister also sought support from all stakeholders and political parties in the government's nation-building campaign. The head of the government also placed priority to the Surkhet-Hilsa road, expressing his belief that the Karnali corridor would ensure a better future for the people of the region. Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kajisrasta has said the government will not take a break from the campaign of good governance. Inaugurating the 33rd annual general meeting of Nepal Mountaineering Association in Kathmandu yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Srestha asserted that the prosperity would be given an impetus only after establishing good governance. Deputy Prime Minister Srestha also stressed on the need for the political parties to force consensus on the issues of national importance, noting that the upcoming 16th five-year plan formulation is in the initial process. The Deputy Prime Minister assured that the tourism sector would be incorporated in the periodic plan as the basis for prosperity. On the occasion, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Sudhan Kirati said the Tourism Act would be brought soon after consulting with experts for the development of the tourism sector. The Nepal Police has sent a team of police officials to, including the one from Central Investigation Bureau, yesterday to garner further information as part of the investigation on 61 kilogram gold smuggled into the country from Hong Kong. Senior Superintendent of Police from CIP Dinesh Acharya has been sent to Hong Kong. The team sent to India will collect information on gold smuggling by establishing coordination with Nepal Police SSP Uma Prasad Chaturvedi, deputed at Nepali Embassy in India. Inspector General of Nepal Police Basanta Bahadur Kumar informed that information on smuggling of huge amount of gold was being collected by mobilizing police team across the country and to India and China as well. Earlier, the police had written to Interpol in Hong Kong and India seeking cooperation from them. The delegation from United States U.S. Congress has called on President Ramchandra Pautala yesterday. The delegation led by U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan called on the president at the Sheetal Nivas. According to the president's press advisor Kiran Pokhrel, during the meeting, President Powdell said establishment of democracy was imperative for keeping human values in society, and the new constitution of Nepal, promulgated after the reinstatement of democracy, has institutionalized human values, including inclusive provisions. President Powdell further noted that the provisions of human values were enshrined in the new constitution because of the realization of the problems of different marginalized communities. The U.S. delegation on the occasion termed the Constitution of Nepal very good, saying they were impressed over the main law of the land of the country. Their provisions related to women rights in Nepal, the delegation said, adding their visit was aimed to discuss the measures for establishing human values in Nepal. The five-member delegation comprises U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan, Dan Timothy Kildee, Veronica Escobar, Susan Wald, and U.S. Ambassador to Nepal Dean Thompson. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet says the government is always ready for upgrading Very Hospital. In course of his inspection visit to Very Hospital yesterday, Minister Basnet mentioned that the ministry would allocate necessary budget to make the hospital further systematic. He shared the ministry has sent budget in many headings for the internal and external management of the hospital. The price of petroleum products has been increased. According to Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, the price of petrol has increased by 4 rupees per litre, diesel and kerosene by 3 rupees per litre and LP gas per cylinder by 235 rupees. The Nepal Oil Corporation said that the new price will be effective from midnight on Wednesday. Issuing a statement, the Nepal Oil Corporation has stated that the price of petroleum products has been increased in Nepal due to the increase in prices from Indian Oil Corporation. The District Administration Office Kathmandu had announced that it would provide a range of public services even during the public holidays, but it sees almost no arrival of service seekers. District Administration Office Kathmandu had decided in April early this year to provide services on 18 types of public holidays. As per the decision, distribution of citizenships, passports and national identity card would continue as of the normal days. In line with the decision, District Administration Office Kathmandu remained open yesterday, but it saw dismal arrival of service seekers. Assistant Chief District Officer Khadga Bahadur Shrestha shared that the office was ready to distribute passports to 73 persons, but only 28 persons visited the office. Now, sports update. Under the ongoing ICC Women's T20 World Cup Asia qualifier, Nepal won its first match against Malaysia by 5 runs, losing the test and putting into bat first in the Kuala Lumpur Best Biomass Oval cricket ground yesterday. Nepal posted a target of 85 runs against the host Malaysia. Nepal scored 84 at the loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs. Sita Rana Mago was not out with 38 with 1 foe in 54 balls. Similarly, Apsari Begum made 17, followed by 12 from Captain Rubina Chetri Belbase. In return, Malaysia was restricted to a total of 79 runs at the loss of 9 wickets in 20 overs. You're listening to Radio Nepal AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has said that a deadly fire in Johannesburg's inner city was a wake-up call for South Africa. According to BBC, 73 people were killed, including 12 children, after a blaze in a 5-story building which was being occupied by homeless people. More than 50 others were injured. Earlier, the city of Johannesburg confirmed it owned the building but said cartels had taken it over. Officials say the cause of the deadly fire is unclear. In a news conference at the site of the fire, Ramaphosa said the incident needed to be investigated and lessons learned to prevent future tragedies. The building used to be a home for abused women and children, but once the lease expired, it was hijacked, President Ramaphosa explained to reporters. Many properties around the area where the blaze happened have been deemed unfit to live in. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will travel to New Delhi to participate in the G20 Leaders Summit from September 7 to 10, making her fourth visit to India in 10 months, the Treasury Department said on Thursday. According to Reuters, Yellen intends to focus at the summit on strengthening the global economy and supporting low- and middle-income countries by advancing efforts on debt restructurings, the evolution of multilateral development banks, MDBs, and building International Monetary Fund Trust fund resources. Yellen will continue to build momentum for her drive to evolve the World Bank and all the multilateral lenders to boost financing capacity to aid developing countries' clean energy transitions, tackle pandemics, fragility, and conflict. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of the Koshi province, Bagmati province and Kentucky province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 29.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 21 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda pledges to continue good governance and anti-corruption campaign in resolved manner. Nepal Oil Corporation NOC increases price of petroleum products, price of LPG gas cylinder up by 235 rupees per cylinder. Nepal Police sends team of police officials to Hong Kong and India to garner further information on gold smuggling scam. And building in fire in South African city of Johannesburg kills at least 73 people. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.